In Illinois, a commission examining executions is calling for major reforms at every level of the state's criminal justice system. The panel says in order to keep innocent people from being executed, the death penalty must either be fixed or scrapped. The report comes 2 years after Illinois Governor George Ryan imposed a moratorium on the death penalty. The Ryan-appointed panel found there is no way to fully ensure that people are not wrongly convicted. From Chicago Public Radio, Shirley Jihad reports.
The death penalty report was prompted by this sobering fact. More people on death row in Illinois were found innocent than were executed. Illinois Governor George Ryan proposed the bipartisan commission after calling for a moratorium on the death penalty. Since capital punishment was reinstated in Illinois in 1977, 11 people have been executed, but 13 people have been exonerated, found to be wrongly convicted while sitting on death row.
For that to happen, even once, is unjust. And for that to happen 13 times is shameful and really beyond comprehension.
The commission is made up of prosecutors, public defenders, public officials, and judges. Former Senator Paul Simon, former prosecutor and author Scott Turow, and former FBI and CIA Director William Webster are part of the commission. The panel studied all 275 death penalty cases since Illinois reinstated capital punishment. And the group made sweeping recommendations to a justice system that has been described as critically flawed.
In medical terms, our report calls for triage.
Former U.S. Attorney Tom Sullivan is one of the commission's co-chairmen.
Our study revealed a system in Illinois that is desperately in need of repairs. The reversal rate in capital cases exceeds 65%.
The panel makes more than 80 recommendations, including curbing the use of testimony by jailhouse snitches, narrowing the types of cases that are considered, and creating a statewide review board to give its approval before prosecutors can pursue a death sentence. The commission also calls for banning capital punishment against defendants who are mentally retarded. And the panel calls for development of a statewide DNA database. The effort to reform capital punishment in Illinois has been the subject of national scrutiny, and these new recommendations may become national models. Still, Andrea Lyon, director of the DePaul University Center for Justice in Capital Cases, says many states have a long way to go.
For example, in Alabama, half of the people on death row don't have a lawyer at all because they have no provision in Alabama law for representation in the post-conviction or habeas stage. So there's some states that have far more serious and immediate concerns.
Some anti-death penalty advocates say the commission should have gone further and recommended abolishing capital punishment. Northwestern University law professor Larry Marshall heads the Center on Wrongful Convictions, a group that has been responsible for getting several innocent people off of death row. Marshall praises many of the commission's recommendations, including a proposal that police videotape interrogations.
When we call up Ticketmaster to order Cubs tickets, we're told that the conversation is so important that it needs to be recorded. But if I'm being interrogated on a capital murder where my life or death is at stake, we're told that it's too difficult for the police to record those interrogations. That's just preposterous.
Gary Gauger is one of the inmates released from death row after being found innocent. He says if police were recording interrogations, he would never have been wrongly convicted of murder. He spent 3 years behind bars wrongly accused of killing his parents.
It's become very obvious that the death penalty cannot be fixed because of the political motivations of office holders and police. I've seen it firsthand that police and prosecutors use their positions for political prestige.
Many of the recommendations now move to the political realm. Adopting the proposals would take state lawmakers' approval. Many also require costly spending at a time of staggering state budget shortfalls. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Chicago.